Self-love is discipline to do things that make you better.
Hello, Miss. This is Dunia Duni from Nigeria, and you're listening to Something About Everything, the show that speaks on personal development along the lines of confidence and boldness, ranging from life, love, relationships, spirituality, business, career, to lifestyle, band, pros and vibes, and what have you. This is the Relatable Situations podcast. Are you ready for this?
Happy New Year, Omis. So it's the first podcast of the year, and I'm so excited to do this. Like, I actually waited like 1 week. Yes, I wanted to boot for the year and like get content ready for you guys. So it's all chill, sha. I'll be now. Yes. So many things to talk about. First of all, newbies, welcome. Welcome to my podcast. This is Something About Everything, the Relatable Situations podcast. Yes, where you get all the situations you can ever relate to in your life as it's happening. You find it here. You listen to things you can actually relate to and like you can connect with, okay? So this is what this podcast is basically all about. And then some fun vibes and cruise. That's how we do it in the hood. So welcome. Thanks for coming on my show. Did I say coming? Thanks for tuning in to my podcast. And my OGs, you guys know how we do it now. Returning listeners, thank you guys so much for coming back. It shows you're enjoying this podcast and you really actually love it. So thanks for coming back. And you guys know how we do it. Rate, subscribe, share, like, follow. Please follow on Spotify or wherever you listened to this podcast. Also, don't forget to rate, as it exposes the podcast to other potential listeners. So shall we get straight into this whole thing? Now, so many gists. To start from, New Year was very chill, like really okay. By the way, I'm back in IB land, so New Year was chill, was okay. I actually enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself at home too, like nothing much. Then, you know, I'll leave the confessions till February, yes. So, what else again? Yeah, I've been noticing so many things, like this thing. And yes, by the way, guys, my voice will be sounding a little different from what you guys normally hear. I have catarrh, so it is what it is. I don't know, it just came on me like that. But as it's coming, it's going. That's how we do it in the spirit world. The way it came, it will flee in 7 different directions. Oh, my salo. So, but that's that. So my voice should be, is even different from what you guys normally hear. So, but I'm sure you guys still like me like that. Yes, for listening to the pod. So, and I can see that some people are already putting in Valentine packages now. February has not even landed. What is wrong with you people? We that we are still Pringles like this. What do you want us to do? I beg all my friends in all of you, come closer. All of you in plural in a relationship. May I eat chocolate too? Sutlu Cicolata, that's kind of chocolate. May I used to eat like real chocolate. I used to eat chocolate, sha. I eat chocolate. Chocolate is basically, you can keep the teddies for you. Keep the food. It's for you. I will not join you, don't worry. But the chocolate and the cake, yes, those are the main deal. So all of you, just be saving it for me. We that we are in the single side of life. The Lord is our date. So, and he will give us his own gift. And that's how it is. So all of you, they're already running packages, all these brands, well done. I see people in 4D, in 4D lenses like this. I see all of you. Keep up the good work, Sha, is to put your brand out before the day, actually, or before the period, or before the season, so you get people accustomed to your brand. I actually understand that, and it's a good strategy, Sha. But the fact that people are now copying, Emma, calm down now. Be creative. Come out with your own style. I mean, makes you unique. So, Then another thing, you know, there are a lot of gist I want to actually gist you guys. Yes, and the 16th of January is coming soon again, like it's on Monday. And you guys know what 16th of January is. So I'm going to post like the link to watch. That was the day my pussy left this life. But I'm going to post the link of like the funeral on my WhatsApp page that day. because it's on YouTube. Yeah, OGTV covered it. The graphics not too sharp, but you guys can still see what's there. Like, it's still okay, like it's normal, like it's chill. It's not just like iPhone sharp. Do you guys get a hair? So, but that's how it is. You guys watch like the beginning to the end, everything's there. Yeah, I'll post it. It's on YouTube, shall you go to the OGTV page, you see it. But by the way, I'll post the link so it will be easy for you guys to like see it. Just click my WhatsApp status. It will also be on IG too. Yes, I'll leave it on IG. And I will leave it on this podcast. Yes, I'll release. Yes, and by the way, that brings me into this next point. I'll drop the link in the bonus episode I'll release next. So yes, on this podcast, I want to release more of bonus episodes. Now, I don't know what to title these bonus episodes. It's like, I've noticed that as I'm getting inspiration, you know, from the realm of inspiration, as I'm getting inspiration, I jot them down, yeah? But when it's time for me to, like, say them, I don't hit the nail on the head the way it's coming. Do you understand? Like, there are some things I will leave out because I'm not in that mood, like, I'm not in that moment again. So now, as I'm getting the inspiration, I come and drop it as bonus episodes on the pod. So that's what I want to start doing now, and I don't know what to title it. I've been thinking thoughts and bands. I don't even know what to call it, but I'm still looking for like a more finesse style of like titling it. But if you guys have suggestions, ideas, please drop it in the comment section. I will gladly go through them and, you know, pick one of it that will, but I will definitely drop a bonus episode that day. By God's grace, God helping me, I should drop a bonus episode that day and so many other days to come. So as I'm getting inspiration, I come here, even if it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I drop a little bit of thoughts and bands. Like, I won't even band, because bands is another thing on another level. So I just drop some thoughts and like, let's just ponder in it and everything. Sure. So that's that. I think that's like the latest updates for now. Yeah. Have I mentioned I'm back in IB? Yes, I'm back in IB, finishing service in February. Thank you, Jesus. I've tried. I actually kind of quite enjoyed the service, chat. At least, you know, my CDS side, because I am in the special. I'm already talking in past tense. Can you imagine? I am in special CDS, so, and I'm the president. So I enjoyed it, actually. I think that part, chat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's all for the gist now. If I have any other upcoming gist, I'll let you guys know in further bonus episodes as things are going on, okay? So yeah, that's it. I guess that's it for updates and information. So let's get straight into this episode. What are we actually here for? So when I have to talk about self-love, I mean, there are so many things self-love is and self-love is not. What people think is self-love isn't actually self-love. Like pampering yourself after a day of stress. Is that what you want to keep doing all the days of your life? The money you're earning, you're also spending it that same day. Let's calm down. Let's chill, okay? So I'm not saying now pampering yourself is not good. I mean, read context here, guys. Do you guys get? But minimize it. So there are so many things self-love is not. Like, overdoing things, like, let me just get into, so I'll try to identify it. According to what self-love is, simply put, love of self, like turning it back, front, back, anyhow, love of self, loving yourself. Now, in this episode, I'm going to discuss how to discover self-love and the 4 stages of self-love. But before that, what can you guys say about self? What is self-love to you guys? What can you guys sit down and think that, okay, I've done this thing before and it actually shows that I love myself? Please drop it in the comment section. I would love to hear. I would love to listen. You can also send a voice note, by the way. So I would love to listen. I would love to read. I would love to know your thoughts on self-love. Yes, because this is an interactive podcast. So as I was saying, love of self is regard for your own happiness. That is another interpretation of loving yourself. Having regard for your own happiness. If you do not like yourself, who wants to like you? That's what they always say. And that's why anything I want to start with as a personal development enthusiast. Anything you want to start, I want to start with. I start with defining yourself, knowing who you are. When you do that, you love yourself, even with your flaws, even with your incompleteness. You will love your incompleteness. And when you love your incompleteness, you know that, okay, this isn't good for me. That is also an act of self-love. That is a form of self-love. You know this thing isn't also good for me, so I have to drop this thing. That is you also loving yourself. But before we get into that, I'm already going too deep. Let's just cover what self-love is. So I've told you guys what self-love is. I've told you guys to drop a comment or your voice note telling me how you've loved yourself in the past and how you're still loving yourself. I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm loving myself in so many ways, like things that I can't believe that I can do. I'm doing them and I'm soaring at it. Like, what the frack? I'm enjoying it actually. And that is self-love. Like, I have to love myself first, because there are sometimes I do not believe in myself. There are sometimes I don't think I can do some certain things, but I don't know, I just find myself doing them. And I don't know how or why. I think it's just me. I don't know. The only spirit is pushing me, Sha. You want to cover your light. I will not support that. The Holy Spirit just push me. Stand up. So I guess that's what's going on, but I just love myself that way. So that's why I always discuss who are you, who you are, those kinds of things. Define yourself, know who you are, know what you can take, the things you cannot take, and all of that. By the way, before I come on every episode, like I mean a full episode now, to discuss something, I would have discussed it on Act 2. Yes, Act 2 is a live expat community app whereby you see a lot of expats where they can coach you, mentor you, train you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I'm on it as a personal development mentor, actually. Yes, I was called. I think I told you guys that just last year now. So yeah, I'll have discussed it there. And I just come to my podcast to just like buttress this point and like dwell more on it and like break it down, actually, because I don't like to extend my time on actual, like on each live cast. I don't like to spend more than 20 minutes. I mean, yeah, that's like my limit. I can't talk too much. Or even if I want to like go deep, if I know that the topic is very broad, I go to the length of 30 minutes. Okay, so let's quickly get to what we are here for. Now, developing self-love, there are a lot of steps I noted here. So I'm just going to be building upon these points and how they actually apply to life and how they actually apply to you, things you can relate to, okay? So the first point, stop comparing yourself to others. Now, this is something we do a lot, even me, myself. When I see my friend or when I see people doing better than me, I try to be like, this person is doing it. Why can't I do it? Now, that is a form. It's twisted, yeah? That is a form of like, to some people, it's jealousy. To some people, it's like degrading themselves. To some people, they are comparing themselves. To some people, it's a sort of fool for them. It forces them to be more, to do more, and all that. But you are still comparing yourself one way or the other. If they're successful, fine, clap for them. When it's your turn, they're going to clap for you, hopefully. I mean, yeah, depends on the circle you're keeping. So, yeah, that's it. Stop comparing yourself to others. It limits you. You think lesser of yourself, which is not self-love, okay? So, yeah. Second point, allow yourself to make mistakes. Now, I'm not talking about mistakes that will cost you. Use your head. It's good to use your head. I'm not talking about mistakes that will cost you, but, like, nobody has lived this life before. This is our first time of living this life. So, we are bound to make a lot of mistakes. But not that you've seen someone make this mistake, you've seen someone go through this, and then you will not want to put your head inside and go through it. Are you a good? No, now come back. Learn from that. But also, there are some things that is peculiar to you, and you surely make mistakes in this life. Allow it. Don't judge yourself. Don't beat yourself up over it. Allow it. Like, let it flow and like learn your lessons from it, and you move on. That's also how you also love yourself. Now to the third point, to the fourth point. Yeah, wow, we've gone far. Remember, your value doesn't lie in how you look. People think how they look is what, which is what is even turning the world today. How I look is what people like, how I would love myself. How do I put this thing? People going for Botox and all those things. Why? I mean, God created you specially. You were created in His image, and then you want to alter His image or yourself. I don't even understand it. why do you people do like this now? What are you people gaining? Then it was slim body that was reigning. Everybody was trying to liposuction themselves. Now is big behind shape, curves, everything, and now people are adding. Some people are even dying in the process. What are people gaining? What will it profit a man to gain the world and lose his house in heaven? What is it, you people? Your value is not in how you look, is what you hold there, your mentality, what you think, what your mind is about, your spirituality. That is where your value is. What you hold dear to you, not how you look. How you look is to change. Are you joking? We are growing, we are aging. Even if you are very young, you are still aging. So how will you base your value on your looks? How is that real? Let's just move to the next point. Don't be afraid to let go of toxic people. Now, this is a very strong point. If you have toxic people around you, very soon, if you say you become toxic, you'll be toxic to yourself, you'll be toxic to your environment, you'll be toxic to people around you. And that is dangerous, if I must say. So, please, don't even be scared. And what would they say? What would they do? I will lose. Please, lose them. It's better for you to lose them than to lose yourself. It's a dangerous ball game. Next point, process your fears. Now, fear is what keeps us alive. I believe in that so much. Like, it keeps us moving. If you're not scared of something, I mean, everybody will be the best people they can be. Like, they will be able to do things. Everybody will have money. Everybody, like, but when some people fear something, they know that, this is a target I have to meet. This is something I have to do. This is something I know I can do. And then they go through it. That is another, that is good part of fear, if I'm not mistaken. That's a good part of fear. But process them. What are the things now? This is what we are talking about here. What are the things you're actually scared of? What are the things you're scared of? What are the things that you can't face? Process them. Know that you can overcome these things. Know that you can face these things. They are just there to just push you and prompt you and fool you. So process these fears and see how you love yourself the more. And to the last point, trust yourself to make good decisions for yourself. It's you. You know yourself already. You know what you are. You know who you are. You know who you are in Christ Jesus. So trust, you can make the best decisions. And there's something I believe in. Like, once you're a child of God, it's no more your gut or your intuition. It's the Holy Spirit, because he has taken over you. He resides in you. He lives inside of you. He follows you everywhere. Like, he is with you already. So it's no more your gut or your intuition. It's the Holy Spirit that is telling you what to do. So why won't you trust to make decisions, good decisions? I mean, you see that when you trust yourself to make good decisions, and you see that these decisions you actually make are actually like really good, you see that you tend to love yourself more. Yeah, it happens to me a lot when I start to make decisions for myself, and I see that they're actually good decisions. Man, I love myself the more. I'm like, whoa, so I can do this. Wow. I mean, it's definitely a notch higher, okay? So to the next subtopic, which is the last one, I guess. The four stages of self-love. Now, the first stage, let me explain. Okay, these four stages of self-love are these stages you will go through before you can actually say, oh, you love yourself. Before you can actually say, oh, I regard my own happiness. Okay, so the first stage is self-awareness. Before you can love yourself, you must know yourself, like I always say. If you don't know yourself, how do you want to love? If you don't even know, how do you want to? You can't even escape it. If you do not know yourself, how do you want to love? If you do not know yourself, how do you want to know what to like in yourself? If you do not know yourself, how will you even know yourself? You can't even find yourself. If I said I lost. So you have to know yourself. Be aware of yourself, okay? So the second stage is self-acceptance. When you look deeply into exactly who you are, you might not love everything you see. Now, those things you see that you do not love are the things you now need to accept. When you accept them, you know that, okay, these are my flaws, these are my bad sides, these are my incompleteness, that kind of stuff. And you know that, oh, I need to improve on these things in order for me to build myself the more. Now, building yourself the more, you're actually loving yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you will not even want to improve. You will not even want to look into your flaws. You will not even want to delve deep. Get what I'm saying? So the third stage, self-confidence. And this is like what I love preaching, because I'm all about confidence. I don't know where I got it from. I guess from my dad and my mom. I mean, one is more of actions, the other is more of words. But I don't know where the confidence always comes from. Be confident in yourself. Being even confident in yourself shows that you actually love yourself. Because there are a lot of things self-confidence will do. Now, don't go and make it too much. Don't go and be too confident in yourself. Don't be overconfident, okay? But loving yourself, being confident in yourself, man, you're already going. You're gone. It's gone. And the last point, self-love, actually, in its own word, loving yourself. So these are the four stages of self-love. Let me know if you have any other stage in mind. Let me know if you have any other contribution to developing self-love. And let me know how you love yourself, how you want to love yourself the more, and how you also want to help others to love themselves. Because there are certainly people around us that do not actually love themselves. They think they love themselves, but man, little do they know. Oh man, little do they know. So that's all I have for you guys on this episode. And I started this episode because it's the beginning of the year. There's a lot of things we are going to do this year. A lot. And for us to delve into those things, for us to start these things, for us to move into these things, we have to first love ourselves. Because ourselves, like I said earlier on, if we lose ourselves, we are losing everything. So that's why I started this year with this episode, this particular content on self-love. Okay. So guys, let me know in the comment section all the questions I asked. Please let me know. Please respond. Please listen. Please comment. Please tune in. Share with family and friends. And don't forget to rate. Rating is really, really important. It exposes this podcast to a lot of potential listeners. Okay? So, guys, please, thank you for listening to this episode. Catch you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks for staying to the end of this podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating plus comment, and don't forget to share or recommend to family and friends. Catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.